Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, April 25th, 2020. Today he is talking about the changes in attitudes and behaviours that will lead us to our inevitable awakening. The intense need to be right and to make others wrong is a very common human egotistical phenomenon. At this time, as most people are focused on or distracted by the ongoing and constantly updated news of the worldwide pandemic, many are very concerned and unsettled as their governments require them to stay home or stay isolated while the coronavirus flows across the world, bringing sickness and further anxiety to many. It will pass, as epidemics and pandemics always do, but while it is present, you do need to take extra care of yourselves, being aware of any messages with which your bodies present you, and then tuning in to uncover their meaning. Your bodies are well able to tune into the non-physical realms to access information that you are unable to access purely through your rational, intellectual thought processes. So, taking quiet time alone to meditate or just gently relax at least once each day is essential to your well-being, and by doing so you will be able to gain access to that place of peace and calm within, your holy inner sanctuaries where love resides. It is always there, waiting to reveal itself to you by way of a warm embrace that you can feel whenever you release or quieten your fearful what-if thought processes and open your hearts to receive it. Love is your nature, so during this time of general confinement, make full and frequent use of the unusual amount of free time you have available to connect with it. Doing just this is a most effective inactivity. Inactivity of this kind allows your awareness of your oneness with God and with every sentient being to intensify. And, as millions of humans set the intent to do this, the collective sense of inseparable interconnectedness becomes increasingly conscious. People who had never before been able to feel the presence of loved ones, family or friends who were not physically present with them, are now beginning to do so. Initially, this can be rather shocking or unsettling, because the vast majority of people believe that this ability is a special gift available only to a few who are psychics and/or mediums. This is most definitely not the case. Every sentient being has this ability, but only a few humans have allowed it to grow and develop within them. Many who did experience it in childhood, before the age of about 7 years, and talked about it to their parents or older siblings, were told that they were imagining things, that it was an illusion, and so, needing approval from others instead of ridicule, they closed themselves off from it. But of course the illusion is what most humans experience all day, every day in the material physical world of form in which you live out your daily lives as humans. This is not reality. Reality is love, is oneness, is Mother, Father, God, and is what all seek when they become disillusioned and disappointed with life in form, and with the almost constant stress and strain that life in form entails. Life in form has always been difficult because form limits your creative abilities very severely, while at the same time leading you to believe that you have just one life in form and that that is the only life available to you. Life, like reality, is eternal. But life in form is temporary, and if you believe, as so many people do, that it truly is the only life available to you, then that too contributes enormously to stress and anxiety. So much so that it leads many to an intense and endless need to take care solely of their own self, the separate self that they believe themselves to be, regardless of the consequences that the resulting attitudes and behaviours may have on others or on the planet. Humanity's history is rife with demonstrations of the consequences of this belief, as men have preyed on one another throughout recorded history, causing vast numbers of people to endure enormous amounts of totally unnecessary suffering. Over the eons, many wise ones have tried to persuade people to honor and respect all others, but have generally failed to do so simply because fear has enthusiastically encouraged people to dismiss, disdain, and frequently physically attack those who have different political views, color, culture, or, most especially until very recently indeed, because of their different religious beliefs or persuasions. However, in recent years, the insanity of this way of living has become unavoidably apparent to nearly everyone. And yet it seems that there is no possible way to create or establish a collective will that will recognize, respect, and honor your collective interdependence. Yes, many groups have formed and many think tanks have arisen to discuss and consider ways to move beyond this present insanity. But the different ideas on how to move forward tend themselves to be very divisive. This is because so often people are polarized because of the either-or method of rational thinking that is ingrained within nearly all of your cultures. The intense need to be right and to make others wrong is a very common human egotistical phenomenon, and, as you who are reading or listening to this are very well aware, this unloving and extremely divisive phenomenon is especially noticeable in those who seek political office of any kind, and in those who are the major authority figures in large organizations, from governments to industrial or business ones, and also educational and religious ones. No organizations anywhere are without their share of egotistically driven individuals who are absolutely convinced that they are always right. The major changes that will occur during the next few months as people have more time available to look at and truly observe their own ingrained self-centered attitudes and self-governing beliefs, attitudes and beliefs that they can easily and do see and identify in others, but which they are either unaware of or unwilling to acknowledge in themselves, are the essential changes that will lead to a widespread experience that Christianity has on numerous occasions sought for but never found, and which it has called heaven on earth. God is love, and you, every human and every sentient being, are one with God. There is no separation. Separation from Source is impossible because Source, Mother, Father, God, the Supreme Intelligence, the Divine Wisdom, the infinitely loving, compassionate, and unconditional acceptance of all that exists, is all that exists, living in a state of perfect harmony with itself. That is heaven. There is nowhere else. But for eons, because of the collective choice to experience separation, a choice that Source has honored, because all that is created completely and utterly free to be as it chooses to be, you have experienced yourselves as separated from heaven. Nevertheless, you are in heaven in every moment of your eternal existence, but because of that choice, it seems that you are not, and the environment in which you appear to be living totally supports that choice. Therefore, this is a time to celebrate, because collectively humanity has finally changed its mind and reversed its choice to experience being separate from Source, Love, Mother, Father, God. Therefore, you are about to remember and know that indeed you are in a state of heaven on earth, as peace and harmony are embraced by each and every one of you, and the apparent need for conflict and competitive division, which the state of separation has seemingly demanded for eons, just falls away, allowing each individual to recognize in every other the infinite love that is all that exists. With so very much love, Saul.